Gina Clayton Johnson is the founder and executive director of SE Justice Group, a nonprofit that supports women with imprisoned loved ones. And tonight, she shares her brief but spectacular take on the power of sisterhood.
I went to law school because I thought that that was going to be the place where I could find answers and solutions and tools and access and all of this resource. But then when I went, in my very first year, someone who I love was sentenced to 20 years in prison. And this completely changed my life and my perspective on what was happening to families, to Black people, to this country because of mass incarceration. In the last 40 years, we have seen an increase of 500% of people incarcerated in this country. One in four women in the U.S. has a family member in prison. And for Black women, one in two. We incarcerate more of our own people than any other country on this planet, by far. We surveyed thousands of women across the country. The through line for all of the women that we interviewed was isolation. And so our response at SE Justice Group is to build a sisterhood. We do that through organizing. We do that by connecting women to one another and policy change work, bringing about systemic solutions. SE Justice Group is a loving and powerful community of women with incarcerated loved ones who are fighting to end mass incarceration's harm to women and families. SE was the name of my great-grandmother. She moved in the Great Migration from the South to the West to look for opportunities that were not present where she lived. I remember going back to my grandmother and asking her with a lot of curiosity, you know, how was it that Grandmom did it? This ancestral solution kind of fell into my lap because she explained she had sisters, blood sisters, who lived around the neighborhood. When she needed to pick up an extra shift at work and someone to take care of the kids, she had sisters who could fill in for her. She had sisters who understood what it was to be a Black woman at that time. She had sisters. She had a community. And that is exactly what mass incarceration is depriving women, Black women, brown women of every single day. We hear women tell us every single time they receive a call, they graduate, they're part of our sustained community, that the work that we are doing together is life-saving, and I know that to be true. I wish people would start by seeing women with incarcerated loved ones, just seeing that we exist, so that women with incarcerated loved ones are incorporated into social change agendas, to policy conversations. We are not having conversations about the harm impact or the power potential of this group, and that needs to change. My name is Gina Clayton Johnson, and this is my brief but spectacular take on women with incarcerated loved ones.
That is a powerful message.